Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Time to check in with Block Club Chicago. Stephanie Lule here with Extremely Local News, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Good morning, Stephanie. Is this going to happen? Speed cameras on the drive?
Yes, good morning, Bob. Listen, if you're prone to speeding on the drive, here's your warning to slow down. A proposed state bill would pave the way for speed cameras on the drive, aiming to prevent reckless driving in high crash areas. It's proposed legislation for now, being sponsored by Illinois State Senator Sarah Feingoltz. But it would allow for these speed cameras to be installed. And right now, you know, speed cameras are only permitted near schools and parks. So we will continue to watch this and see if we will be, you know, seeing speed cameras on the drive.
Yeah, and a lot of people think this is a money grab by the city. So there will be some debate before that happens, don't you think?
Of course, Bob.
Let's talk about the breaking bowling alley news from the South Side, and this will make people happy.
Yes, it is the good Thursday news that we need. Last month, we told WGN listeners that Skyway Lanes, the last black-owned bowling alley in the city, was in danger of closing after its tax bill more than doubled and its leagues dried up. Boy, did our readers and your listeners deliver in a big way, Bob. The bowling alley has been slammed ever since that story ran, and its owner told us she's raised more than $16,000 in small donations and has booked the bowling alley on most days for the foreseeable future, hosting everything from large company outings to birthday parties. All of that is enough for her to keep the lanes open. And, you know, personally, I just love these types of stories. Bob, they really show why what we do in local news is important. We identify people and small businesses that like this that need help, and we empower their community to uplift them. And that's exactly what's happened in Skyway Lane's case.
We love that. Can't have enough bowling alleys, record stores, and bookstores, I say. Let's talk about the Bucktown exhibit, and someone listening right now could be part of this new exhibit, couldn't they?
Yes. In 1979, as the city was thawing out from the Great Blizzard of 79, 24-year-old Columbia College student Ray Reese needed a project for his class. So we took out his monorail view camera and set it up on the streets of Bucktown to shoot whoever turned up. For 8 weeks, he photographed more than 100 children and some adults that accompanied them. And the stunning portraits over time turned out to be a time capsule. And Ray, who now runs the popular Ray's Bucktown Bed and Breakfast, he looking back, he regrets not asking his photo subjects for their names. A new exhibit displaying Ray's work opened Sunday in the Bucktown Wicker Park Library, and Ray really hopes that some of his subjects will come forward so he can find out what's happened in their lives in the 45 years since.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
The show runs through June 8th, and there's an opening reception Monday night.
And where is this again, Stephanie?
The Bucktown Library.
And, he's a Columbia College student, or he was there in 79, yeah, which was the year of the Great Chicago Blizzard, too. And it's at blockclubchicago.org for more information. Have a good day. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thanks, Bob.